gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Thursday morning. How you doing? Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill and Producer Pork Chop, and you, 833-563-2539. Save our phone number, call in, and be part of the show whenever you'd like. Also, Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. Mackenzie, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm a little sore in
you
the back.
You know what?
I'm
sore for a different reason. I went and worked out yesterday at Eat the Frog Fitness, your favorite place in Carmel. And we did strength training and I feel it all over my body.
You look buff today. I didn't want to say anything,
thank you.
I can tell. Bicep curls?
I'm trying.
That's cool. What about you, Pork Chop? How's your day yesterday?
It was fantastic. I relaxed all day, took a nice hot bath, lit a little candle, and put some bubbly stuff to make little soap suds.
Treat yourself, boy.
Do you like taking baths more than you like taking a shower?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I only take a bath like once every other month.
Maybe it's because I'm too big like President Taft was. Like, I just don't feel comfortable.
President Taft.
I just don't feel comfortable getting down in the tub. I'm afraid I'll get stuck I like sitting in a hot tub.
Yeah, I was like, you could get a big whirlpool bathtub.
Oh, that does.
Maybe not a garden tub for Joe.
I need like one of those kiddie pools outside, and I'll just have to let the sun warm the water.
We should take more baths, like not together. I mean, like everybody on their own, just because
it's
like so relaxing.
Mackenzie, is that what you mean?
It's so relaxing. Like, I can't remember the last time I took an indulgent bath. Actually, I was on vacation. I do baths other places, just hardly ever at home because I'm always just on the go.
Okay.
Good for you, though, Chops.
Yeah, it felt refreshing.
Did you like turn the lights down low too and have some candles?
Yeah. The lights were low, and that wasn't by choice. It's because one of my light bulbs is out.
Maintenance. Hello, maintenance. Live the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was long, but I had been like, you know when you start a week and you're like worrying about a day or an event that you have to do, and it's like kind of on your mind, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I kind of just want to get it over with. That's what yesterday was for me. Not that anything that I had to do was so bad. I just knew it was going to be a super long day. So I left the house around 4:30 in the morning and didn't get home until 8:30 at night.
Oof.
So it was a super long, long work day, but it was really good, honestly. Like, it didn't seem like a long day, which is always, like, the good thing.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
So you were gone from home that long. Did you, like, ever have to go number two at one point?
See, I'm not weird like you. I can go anywhere. Drop of a hat.
Pork Chop, you can't go anywhere in public?
I mean, like, I just prefer to go to the bathroom at home.
Yeah, unless it's an emergency. I'm too, like, home court person.
Well, sure, everybody prefers it. They'd rather be at home than away. But I mean, like, I know people that they can't do it. I worked with a guy that he would have to go home every time he did that. Then he'd have to shower, like a bird bath.
I'm like,
why? What are you doing in there?
My sister would text us when she was on campus and be like, when she was in college, and be like, oh my gosh, I have to rush home. I have 15 minutes in between class. Like, I don't think I'm going to make it. She would rush home so she could go to the restroom and come back. And she would do that like during a work shift, like all the time. I'm like, I can...
During a work shift?
Yes.
Could you imagine if right now I was like, see ya, guys.
Yeah,
bye.
I just got to run home really quick. And I'm like, that's insane. I'm like LeBron James. I can shine anywhere, home or away. I'm fine.
Just don't shine where you're sitting, okay? Yeah. Please don't do that.
Yeah, no, it's I'll a bad thing. To. I mean, you don't want to be FOS all day. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
French onion soup?
It'll put you in a bad mood.
Yeah,
I honestly didn't get that
I didn't get it for a second either, but I like that.
Mackenzie, how could you?
I still don't get it. French onion soup.
We'll
FOS.
Talk about it. We'll talk about it later.
Well, okay.
Pork Chop.
I'll
fill you in.
Soup.
But yesterday was a good day, and yeah, I'm glad that it's Thursday.
All right, cool. Yeah, I just chilled yesterday with my dogs, Benny and Paddington. I got those boys a walk. My wife's like, you need to walk more. They have too much energy. So I took those guys out for a couple mile walk. And it's interesting. With my back pain, walking is one of the things that helps. I can't tell you why. That doesn't hurt. But like bending over and doing certain things, oh, it feels like you're shooting me in the back of my nerve where it's aggravated again. But that actually seemed to help. So that was cool. And I've got a running thing now. It's on our Instagram, Radio Now AM show. It's also on mine, Joe Pesh Radio. Of my dog Benny, because he likes to catch stuff.
Aww.
3 days in a row. You can't see every day, but you can see yesterday. I put up there every day now, like, will he catch the ball or not? I'm honestly waiting for the day he lets me down.
Aww.
What about your other dog?
No, I Paddington see can't somebody catch? Somebody asked that. No, he like that dude takes balls to the face. Like he just gets hit hard.
But
I mean, it's I feel bad for him because he sees it coming and it's just like doink, like right there. I'm like, dude, it's gonna look like I punched my dog.
Can I ask you something personal?
Oh yeah, that's all we ever talk about is personal.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, both of them are kind of questionable at times. I mean, I do love them. I would say Paddington, he's the one that, like, once again, will get hit in the face with balls. He can't catch them like Benny can, because he's the lover. He's a little bit smaller, and he actually listens to me when I tell him to come or do something. Benny, the other one, is, like, a crotchety old man that he doesn't care. He, like, he does not, even with, like, Lindsay, who his mom, does not care. He's like, whatever. I mean, he'll be loving, but other times when he doesn't care, he doesn't care.
Paddington, so Paddington's maybe your fave.
Paddington is a very loving, affectionate dog. But then Paddington gets weird because he licks you all the time. I'm like, dude, I just saw what you licked a second ago. Don't lick me.
Yeah.
Oh, the joys of animal ownership. Yes, there's so much of them. Hey, coming up this morning, we got a lot to get to. If you've never actually been able to listen on a Wednesday when we do Box of the Shame, we're actually going to give you a little recap of what happened yesterday because I think it might have been one of the messiest ones we've ever done. It involves some cake. We'll talk about that. Also, we got Song of the Day. It being a Thursday, that means it's going to be the best throwback song. So save this number in your phone, 52140. So you can get your text on. One vote, you get to decide between who's got the best one. We got group therapy. We're going to try to help Shelly out today. And just a whole lot of other stuff. Oh, yeah, just after 8:10, 7:10 Central, we also got some NF tickets. So it's a busy day. We're so glad you're here. Mackenzie, what are you working on for the garbage?
Well, she says Ashton Kutcher took a picture of, get this, her on the toilet. What? And oh, no, Kylie Jenner has been hospitalized. All the details coming up next.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The OGs of Jurassic Park are coming back, baby. Talking about Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and Laura Dern. Yes, they are set to reprise their roles for the upcoming film Jurassic World 3. I'm so excited about this because they're the originals. They're going to keep the plot details under wraps, but we have found out Chris Pratt will be back, Bryce Dallas Howard, and it will be released June of 2021.
Does it involve dinosaurs that escape? Because I feel like I've seen this before.
Probably so. Do you think they're running this to the ground or they should keep churning them out? They all make money.
I have not seen. I've only seen Jurassic Park 1.
Really? Okay, so that's I don't know.
Okay, have you seen the others?
Oh, yeah. I've seen all of them.
Assuming not seeing them, yes. How much more can you do?
Exactly. I love that Chris Pratt kind of picked up the franchise. Actually, one of Lulu's babysitters, her boyfriend has this huge farm in Australia, and that's where they did some of the shooting. And long story short, he got to hang out with Chris Pratt a bunch, and he said he's the nicest dude ever because they filmed like the first Jurassic World there.
Did he get to see any of the dinosaurs?
Yeah, he said it was really cool how they do it. So I'll definitely be in June of 2021. We got a little ways to wait, though. We don't have to wait that long, however, for Samuel L. Jackson. He has a new role, and he will be now Amazon's assistant to Alexa.
Just like we practiced. Ready?
I'm always ready.
Showtime.
Today in Los Angeles, it's 85 degrees.
Say my name.
Woohoo!
Oh, aren't we organized?
I'm not reminding you of...
Why do I feel like this is going to backfire?
The actor will be the first celebrity voice for the virtual assistant later this year for 99 cents. You can hear Jackson read you the news, give you the weather, even tell you jokes, and then you can choose the option if you want him to use explicit language or not.
Oh, that is actually something I'm going to spend a dollar on.
People, I know 99 cents, the price is right, and I think it's actually going to be a huge hit, and then I'm sure other celebs will jump on the bandwagon. That's pretty cool. Would you want Kylie Jenner to give you any news?
Yeah, I'm sure. I know Liv the Web Girl would.
Absolutely. Well, Kylie, though, she has been hospitalized for severe flu-like symptoms.
I'm about to take a shower, brush my teeth. I have a long day today. and I'll tell you guys about it after my show.
She's a busy gal, always on the move. She ended up in the hospital after having severe nausea and dizziness. Or she could be pregnant.
I was going to say,
baby,
is she pregnant?
I don't want to start that rumor, but it could be. She was supposed to be at the Emmys on Sunday with her sisters, who kind of got laughed at, so maybe it's a good thing. But she passed because she was sick, and she was supposed to go to Paris Fashion Week. She was going to launch her new makeup line, but her team's going to take care of it because she's down and out. So feel better, Kylie. It's no good. Well, Demi Moore's memoir, Inside Out, literally gets juicier by the minute. Now, we've discovered she's claiming none other than the Bush twins. Talking about Jenna and Barbara did bong hits at Ashton Kutcher's house at a party.
So cute. Yay! I believe a lot of your responses are yay.
The Bush twins, hey, they're normal girls. They apparently went to Ashton Kutcher's pad for, it was when their dad was president, and Ashton Kutcher was so paranoid because the Secret Service, of course, was there.
You're going to get arrested.
Calls, watching for the girls. Demi Moore also talks about the moment she found out from the media that her then-husband, Ashton Kutcher, had been cheating on her.
I asked if it was true, and he admitted it right away, and I think my response was, are you kidding me?
She said she was furious. After that, she took up drinking. She went back to Vicodin, and she said she was shamed by him one time. He took a picture of her drunk out of it on the toilet. That is cruel. I guess he's trying to show her how ridiculous she was looking, but she said she thought it was a good-natured joke, but looking back, it was really shameful.
I wouldn't like that at all.
No,
thank you.
Hopefully you deleted it.
Do me a favor, guys. No more pictures of me on the toilet, okay? We don't need to do that.
Pork chop, knock it off.
All right. That's Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. A 5-year-old girl in Illinois, this video is insane, was almost attacked by a coyote in her front yard.
That is terrifying.
Oh my gosh, Mackenzie, the incident was caught on camera. The surveillance video from the family's home shows a little girl playing in the driveway. As she skips past cars parked in front of the house, is having a fun time, a coyote runs down the street. Then it runs right at her, and she doesn't see the coyote at first. The coyote actually like runs up and bumps into her, but it doesn't bite her. But it's like the size of this 5-year-old girl and the coyote, she could have been a nice little meal.
That is terrifying. It really is. I mean, think of all the kids. When there's a coyote in a neighborhood, it's like everyone's on alert.
Yeah, it could have been a chabra or something like that. Who knows? But she's okay, but the video is going to make your heart pound. You can see that on our Need to Know News blog. Now, listen, I don't hate on it. I'm kind of late to a technology at times, but does anybody have an Apple Watch here on the show?
No,
I've given two as presents, but I don't have one myself.
Does anybody think they're cool though?
Or
yeah.
I'm the only person member of my family that doesn't have one. 8 people in my family have an Apple Watch, and I do not.
Okay, well, see, I kind of want one. I don't know if it'll fit my big fat wrist.
Ask for one for the holidays.
All right, guys, for my birthday,
no,
December 10th.
No, from your wife.
Oh. Well, it was worth a try. If you're listening right now and you have an extra Apple Watch, hook a brother up.
Right.
Hey, anything's possible. Well, no, it could save your life. Seriously, a 62-year-old man ended up unconscious after a bike crash earlier this month. And help me out here. Spokane. Why don't they spell it S-P-O-C-A-N-E? Spokane, Washington. And his Apple Watch called 911 for him. 911. The man flew off his bike as he approached a curve at the bottom of the hill. He kind of lost control. And the hit was so hard that the watch detected it. The actual fall detection, I guess, feature on there has an emergency medical service on there that if you're not moving around after a minute, it will call 911. Then it also sent his information to his emergency contact on his phone, which happened to be his son. It said, hey, we've detected a hard fall. It alerted them of the location. And yeah, the medics actually came out there. The son, actually multiple sons, were on his emergency alert thing, so they went to the hospital, and the dad's gonna be okay. He got banged up though bad though. When he got to the hospital, they said, okay, you have a concussion, you got road rash, dislocated his shoulder and ribs, and he needs stitches above his eye. But he was actually released from the hospital the night after the crash, so he wasn't there too long. Just had to go home and recover. But he said he's already back to buying a new helmet, and he's gonna be cycling soon.
Very cool. What always gets under my skin is when people have an Apple Watch and you message them, like you text them or call them, like, oh, I missed it. I was like, no you didn't, it's right on your wrist.
Oh wow, look at you calling people out.
A fire.
So I was like, oh, my battery's dead. I forgot
to
charge it.
Oh, I didn't get your text. Oh, yeah, your wrist was lighting up.
That's why I don't have one, so I can ignore my family still.
And your final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. This could almost be a dummy of the day story. A Tesla electronic cop car. Do we know where this is going already? I think we do.
Go on.
A Tesla electronic cop car ran out of battery power during a police chase. The suspect was wandered for an unknown crime and sped off. During the chase, the officer realized, oh man, I only have 6 miles of battery left, and he had to call for backup. The chase was eventually called off because it became too dangerous to continue the pursuit. Officers later found the suspect's abandoned vehicle, but it's not known if the man was arrested. The police department didn't know why the cruiser wasn't fully charged during the pursuit. Like, did somebody forget to plug it in?
Oops.
Like, oh, oops. Hey, backup? Yeah, I got 6%. So I like the idea because Teslas are fast too.
Oh yeah.
They're super fast. Everybody kids around there like a little battery car, but that's one of the downfalls. But don't they also have gasoline, or are they only all electric? I thought they had some gas, or am I just totally dumb?
Nope, they're all electric.
All electric. Okay.
Yep. Teslas are awesome.
Well, you better charge it up.
Yeah, but you got to charge.
And finally today, pancake fans, rejoice. It's your day. It's National Pancake Day. So go put some syrup on there, some butter, and have yourself a time. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Coming up next, we're going to throw it back to the song of the day, a little throwback Thursday. Make sure you have our number to text. It's 52140. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Song of the day. It's been an interesting week. Liv the Web Girl has actually been on fire. She's won every day so far. Will she go 4 for 4? I mean, this has got to be a record anyways, but we're about to find out. Today being a Thursday means it's a throwback Thursday category, so your song could be any throwback song. I'm going to kick it off, and what am I going with? An oldie but a goodie. I know this is before he went, you know, kind of a unique way. I think when everybody loved him. I'm talking about Kanye West and Jamie Foxx, Gold Digger.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mackenzie, what song do you got today?
Ooh, I was like, what do I want to hear this throwback Thursday to get us inching forward to the weekend? How about a little Missy Elliott, Work It?
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. If I know how hard I gotta work it.
Missy, by the way, Benjamin Button, she looks younger and better than ever these days.
I'll give you that. She is. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
Aging
all right.
Backwards.
Our next one is Liv the Web Girl. What's your throwback song?
This is a song that I used to be obsessed with, and I have not heard it since it like first came out, and that is Run It by Chris Brown.
It's a man on the floor. If he ain't, let me know. Let me see if you can run it, run it. Girl, indeed, I can run it, run it. It's a man on the floor. If he ain't, let me know.
All right, and Pork Chop, the song you have today for Song of the Day is...
Well, this song reminds me, it takes me back to 2009 when I was delivering pizzas for Papa John's in the summer. I would just roll down the windows, smile, enjoy the smell of pizza, and listen to this beautiful song right here. It's Down by Jay Sean.
So baby, don't worry, you are my only, you won't be lonely.
Picture Porkchop just singing that to the pizza, like, baby, don't worry.
I love that. I was into that moment.
All right. That is what is going on for Song of the Day. All you need to do now is grab your phone and text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 so you can cast your vote. Let me give you a reminder of what the songs are. I myself went with Gold Digger by Kanye West and Jamie Foxx. Mackenzie went with Work It by Missy Elliott. Liv the Web Girl went with Run It by Chris Brown. And Pork Chop went with Down by Jay Sean. Grab your phone and get your one vote in now. 52140 is the number you're going to text, and the word is song. You got about 2.5 minutes left, so go vote now. 52140, text the word song, S-O-N-G, for Song of the Day. Song of the Day. The voting is now officially over, and the results are being calculated. right, let's do a brief little recap here, and we'll go over all the songs that you got to vote on for Song of the Day. The category being a Thursday means it's a throwback Thursday. Kick it off with myself, Joe. I went with Gold Digger by Kanye West and Jamie Foxx.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Mm-hmm. Then we had Mackenzie, who had Work It by Missy Elliott.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Live the Web Girl went with Run It by Chris Brown.
Is a man on the floor? If he ain't, let me know.
And Porkchop went with his favorite song to deliver pizza to, Jay Sean's Down.
You won't be lonely, even if the sky is falling down.
Okay, voting is over. The results, Porkchop.
In the whole history of Song of the Day, no one has ever won an entire week. Producer Porkchop has won on a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But Mackenzie won Wednesday, ruining it for him.
Bitter, party of one.
Can it happen this week? Live the Web Girl with the win on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Can her fans pull through? Can she pick the best song? There was a tie for second and third place this week. I mean today. Who was it? Last place, Joe Pesh.
Interesting. Okay.
With 19% of the vote.
Ouch, that's really low.
With 24% of the vote, in third place, Mackenzie. Who is tied with Mackenzie with 24% of the vote? Producer Porkchop thought that Live the Web Girl's song was very good. Was it enough to win? It wasn't. Liv got second place. Porkchop got first. I am the winner.
I love Mackenzie's song, to be honest.
I was going to say, I'm really finding it hard to believe that...
What, Jay Sean Down
Jay
got 31% of the vote?
You know what,
Missy
Mackenzie?
Elliott?
You know, Mackenzie...
That's a great song.
You know, we'll play your song instead.
Yeah, I think
this is such a better...
Yeah, I like your song, but it's like, here's excellent, here's good. Missy's excellent, your
Jay
dude
Sean's,
is good.
Okay.
But hey,
okay.
Whatever, congratulations.
The people have spoken.
All right, here's your Song of the Day winner. It's what you wanted.
It's a great song.
You voted for it.
You're
not
tripping.
Better than missing Kanye, but.
So here we go. It's your Throwback Thursday winner, Jay Sean, featuring Lil Wayne, Down. Gosh. Song of the Day winner. Some say party. Spoiler. Pork Chop today. Jay Sean, Down. Killing Liv's 3-day streak.
Nah.
Going for a full week, and you were denied. All right, you've got an idea for Song of the Day? Why don't you DM us, Radio Now AM Show. We're always looking for new ideas and themes. That's Radio Now AM Show. Man, it sucks when you get a ticket. You know, you break the law, obviously. Officers are supposed to enforce it. But what one officer did, I think, is one of the most heartwarming things ever. This officer skipped the ticket, and he actually helped a teen out get ready for homecoming. A police officer in Utah was actually caught on video teaching a teenager how to tie a tie for his homecoming. This kid named Jacob and his mom, Christy, were in a hurry to meet up with his date and friends before the dance for pictures. It sounds like me as a kid, because I was raised by my mom, and we were always running late to things. And there's one problem. Jacob didn't know how to tie his tie correctly.
A lot of men do not know how to tie a tie.
For the longest time.
You would be surprised.
For the longest time, I didn't either. So what I would do is I'd very carefully unloosen it and take it off of my head. And like one time, like, oh, I went too far. No!
That is very common. I would say 1 in 4 men do that.
Yeah. Jacob and his mom were in such a hurry that Officer Mike pulled them over for rolling through a stop sign. So not a huge violation, but you got to come to a complete stop. Well, instead of writing a ticket, the officer actually helped Jacob tie his tie. And I guess it meant so much to Jacob that when the officer went to shake his hand, he asked, hey, man, can I get a hug instead? And the hug was caught on video, the embrace. And Jacob was able to make it to the photos in time and homecoming.
Aww.
I wonder if he got a police escort like, woo, we're going to get you out of here. Like, we're going to get you here on time.
That
don't
would be
you worry
amazing. I love this story.
Did anybody else? Go ahead, Liv.
Well, I was just going to say, I had an ex that didn't know how to tie his tie. And so my dad had to tie his tie for him for one of my sister's weddings. Mm-hmm. And he was so embarrassed by that.
My ex was the same way. Yeah. He was so embarrassed. And I was like, there's no shame in that game. Like, who cares? It's just a skill set you don't have.
And so my ex didn't have a dad. So growing up, so he felt like because he didn't know how to tie a tie, it was because he didn't have a dad. It made it so obvious that he grew up without a dad. So I feel like that probably meant so much to that kid that he didn't have to show up to his dance and his pictures without his tie tied.
Aw.
I learned at the age of 13 how to tie a tie because I went to a private like Christian high school and we always had to wear like a suit and tie to like the Friday night event. So, yeah.
There's definitely a trick to it, but you can YouTube it if you don't know
how.
Well,
I've tried YouTubing, and I honestly don't know if I tie ties, but I don't know if I'm doing them correctly. Because my tie never looks as good as anybody else's. Like, mine always looks, like, bunched up and kind of, like, uneven.
There is a trick to it, for sure.
And there's all these things, like, there's a Windsor knot and all these things. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. So, thanks to that officer for helping that kid tie the tie. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. We're going to find out what's happening in the garbage, so don't go anywhere. Then don't forget, after that, we got group therapy. We're trying to help Shelly out today. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and group therapy is our attempt to try to help you out and get some answers. And we also open up the phones at 833-563-2539. So if you're listening, maybe you went through that same thing, you can share some advice and try to help out. Let's say good morning to Shelly. Hey, Shelly, you're on for group therapy. What can we do today for you?
Okay, well, so I'm pretty shocked right now, and I don't know. I'll explain. First thing, I'm not a snooper. I don't snoop. But my daughter, she's got good grades. I trust her. She's a good girl. But I was straightening her room, and I found she'd done some writing. And I would think that's, you know, kind of a good thing, except she's 13, and it was really explicit, I guess.
What do you mean by explicit?
It's like it was some sort of erotic fan fiction kind of thing.
I don't know what that is. What's like erotic fan, like fan
fiction?
Well,
okay, it's like she wrote a detailed teenage romance novel involving herself and Joe
Wait,
Jonas
me?
From the Jonas Brothers.
I was like, because this has happened before. We had a listener. It was a guy, though, and it was actually pretty good. He wrote some fan fiction about me and some ice cream.
Good.
No, he did. I mean, it was romantic.
This
but...
sounds like something I would do when I was little, because I loved to write, and I like had the biggest crush on people.
But like, well, it sounds like
this goes further than that, and she's 13. Do you want me to read a little bit?
Yes.
No, I mean, you could have a future Danielle Steele on your hands.
Don't listen to Pork Chop. Let's hear what you got.
Is it radio clean?
I got a dumb
well,
button.
She's 13.
How
crazy can it be?
I got a button to hit if you swear or something. It's cool.
Okay. Here's this bit. It goes, Joe had just come off the stage after an exhilarating performance. I rushed behind the security guards and slipped into his dressing room. I was wearing my favorite silk gown. My heart started pounding as he turned the doorknob to his dressing room. The light glistened off the knob as it turned. Then there he was. The sweat was dripping off his chin as he ran over to me and threw me down on the sofa.
Whoa.
I could feel, I could feel his lungs beating on my chest as he slipped his hands down my...
Okay.
Wow.
First
of all,
there?
I think she's an amazing author. She could be like E.L. James, like a 50 Shades.
Yeah, no offense. I don't think you did justice to what she wrote.
Like,
I felt like you kind of rushed that and you really didn't feel the passion
of
it.
I mean, to be honest, I'm like, go on.
I don't want to do a dramatic reading of my daughter's erotic fan fiction.
I get
you know?
As a mom, though, you're a little concerned because she's only 13.
So that didn't sound...
Well, how did she know this stuff? She used words like thrusting and penetrate in there.
Okay.
Like,
She's 13. She's not 3. I mean, hello, what world are you living in?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't brought it up to her dad because he would just lose it. So I just don't know what the move
so
is.
So you haven't told the dad? Her dad?
No, I don't know. He would be so upset. He'd be and I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. So that's why. And people call you guys with weird stuff all the time. So I just figured this
Well, I'm glad we're known for something here on the show. That's a nice ringing endorsement. 833-563-2539. So I guess, Shelly, you're just trying to figure out, like, what do you do? Are you for sure you're not going to tell your husband?
I don't think I should. I mean, I don't... It's thrusting... Thrusting?
I mean, parents want to
believe really hung up on thrusting.
Their kids are still playing Barbies, and, you know, back in the day, they want to believe you're still little girls, especially dads of little girls. I get what you say.
I'm not saying as a dad I'd want my 13-year-old daughter to be thrusting with Joe Jonas, but I think you have to understand, like, it's just, it's normal, and, like, your creative writing, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, maybe it's a chance to have the birds and the bees talk if you haven't done that, but I don't know. 833-563-2539. Have you, Shelly, actually talked to your daughter, or no?
No. I mean, we had a birds and the bees talk. We did that already.
But she'd be mortified probably to know that you went through her stuff and you read what she wrote.
I didn't really snoop. I kind of snooped. But I was cleaning, and then I saw it, and it just looked like, oh, what's...
Hey, it's
I don't
okay.
Know.
You don't
I
have
thought
to
it
justify.
Would be cute. I thought I would be reading something cute, and then I was just, you know.
Sure, Shelly.
I think more parents should be in their kids' stuff. And when they're kids and they're under your... I believe that. When they're under your roof, a lot of problems will be solved.
Lucy,
If parents knew what was going on in their kids' heads and what was happening in their lives.
833-563-2539. Shelly, hang on. We're going to get you some help here. Also, we'll put this up on Facebook. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. And we'll try to help Shelly out next with group therapy. Group therapy. You can call in 833-563-2539. This morning we're talking to Shelly, who discovered, she says, just, you know, cleaning up, not snooping, either way, some fan fiction writing from her daughter. And originally we thought it was about me, but it was actually about Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers.
It makes much more sense being about Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers. I have to first say, I'm impressed. I think your daughter is a budding author, but I get your concern using words like pelvic thrusting and penetration.
It's too much.
Oh, or is it not enough? All right, Shelly, hang on. Let's get to the phone, see if we can get you some help this morning. Let's go to line number 5 and talk to Alex. What's up, Alex?
Good morning.
What did you want to tell Shelly here for group therapy?
So I'm a teacher. I teach 5th grade, and some of my kids are 11 and 12, and then we also have 6th graders in our building. This is very normal behavior. They are going through the stage of life, and they're trying to figure out how they feel. And a lot of kids see stuff that's very explicit with social media, TV shows, movies on Netflix. And so they know those words.
Do you think she should address it and say something to her, or just let it lie?
Honestly, I would probably just let it lie. It's probably really innocent, unless she has, like, you know, a boyfriend, or she's got friends over and she hears them talking about it. They're just kids. It's pretty harmless unless they have, like, other people around that they're experimenting with.
Interesting.
But most of the time, my kids just say it because they've heard the word used and they feel cool. It's kids swearing.
All right, okay. Alex, thank you for the call this morning. Let's go to Megan.
Morning.
Shelly, first off, I'm a mom, so I understand that you're concerned. But when I was 11, I wrote my first fan fiction from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I found my dad reading it, and he was actually really supportive. So just have, like, an open dialogue that my dad did.
Were you upset, though, that he was snooping? Like, he read it before you presented it to him? Or no, you're cool?
Oh, I wrote about it because I literally had a big, huge crush on the guy who played Spike off of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
And my dad thought it was great writing, and I still creatively write today. And with his support, you know, it really meant a lot to me, even though he did find it snoopingly in the, you know, in my room. You know, I found it to be very soothing to know that my dad said, you're just going through a lot of changes, your hormones are acting up, and, you know, the best thing is just talk with your kid about what's going on. But
that makes me uncomfortable right now, having to have that conversation that your dad did. I'm like, all right, there you go. Enjoy your Buffy. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to DJ real quick. Hey, DJ, what you want to tell Shelly?
Hey, so Shelly, in my own opinion, I think you should be able to talk to your daughter. You just got to be careful in how you do it. I don't think you should come off aggressive and being explicit about it, because like everybody else said, they're kids. They have that imagination. I have 2 daughters, so when that situation occurs, I hope they could write that, to be honest.
Yeah, you're like, come on, girls, you can do this.
Right. I just don't know. You have to approach it lightly, like, oh, I just found this, because my little girl, and she's only 9, but if she found out I was snooping in her room, which, of course, I know exactly what's going on in there, but she would be like, Mom, and she would be upset.
So, Shelly, what do you think you're going to do? You got all this advice this morning. What do you think you're going to do?
No, it was good. I liked, I mean, you know, the fact that everybody kept saying it's normal, that was good. No, I guess I should talk to her about it. I can't, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. But I have to be real careful about it, I guess.
Maybe come from an angle about her interest in writing and kind of explore it that way. Cause she's
that was good. That person who said, the Buffy the Vampire, I totally get it.
Yeah.
All right. I totally get it.
Yes.
Well, Shelly, so. I'm glad that you called in and we could help you out this morning for group therapy. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one. If you ever want to be in group therapy, you can hit us up. Radio Now AM show and slide into our DMs. We just got a notification because in Houston, the Jonas Brothers were in concert tonight.
Yes.
And they now have amped up security. They're watching out for Shelly's daughter. They've got to protect Joe.
Watch out, Joe.
They got to protect Joe at all costs. Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop, and we're so glad that you are here with us. 833-563-2539 is the number if you want to join in the conversation. Also, Twitter and Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show. Wondering, should this guy have been canceled? And that pretty much means like where everybody shuts you down, like you, it doesn't matter what you've done, you're over with. And in general, should people be forgiven for things they did in the past if they do good things in the future? Let me tell you the update if you haven't heard about this. There's a 24-year-old dude. His name's Carson King. He's from Iowa. He held up a sign, I think just like a week ago almost, on ESPN asking for money to buy Busch Light. And he's like, hey, send the money to my Venmo. And it ended up raising more than $1 million going towards charity, which the Children's Hospital, wasn't that amazing?
Amazing. People got a kick out of him and they donated to the cause.
Well, like anything that seems to happen, now that you're famous, people kind of dig into your past and check you out. And the Des Moines Register looked through his Twitter history.
Okay.
Let this be a warning, anybody out there, you better check your Twitter for what you did in the past. They found that back in 2012, when he was only 16 years old, so in high school, he posted 2 racist tweets about black people. It was something related to Tosh.0, and he commented something, and he probably thought it was funny, that's what he's saying, but he admits it was really stupid, and he shouldn't have done that. Well, it ends up now that Bush, that teamed up with him, like Busch Light, they are now done. They said they're not going to work with him anymore. They're going to match the money, so they're not backing out of that, but they were going to put him on the can, like the beer can. They're going to do some other stuff. They're distancing themselves. The hospital, though, says, no, we're still going to have him at the game because they do that. The hospital's right by the football field, and we're still going to have him be a part of that. They feel like he's a changed man, and they don't like what he did at all. And he, like he said, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sick to myself, and I'm reflecting on what I did when I was 16. It was wrong, and that's not a reflection of who I am. But I feel like a lot nowadays, it seems like what you did in your past comes back to haunt you.
Of course. How old is he now?
He is now 24, so he's 16. So
okay.
That, I would like to think that you're a different person at 24 than you were when you're 16.
Of course,
and I'm not
yes.
justifying it at all. You shouldn't tweet out racist, homophobic, just anything. That's stupid. But does that mean, though, and that's the question, 833-563-2539, should we all be done with him?
No.
Or is it like you forgive him? You're like, okay, if you truly have changed and you've shown like he has...
Yes. No, if you're growing and you're evolving and he's remorseful and he's gone to say, hey, that was wrong, that was stupid, that was uninformed and idiotic, then he's owning it and he's saying, I'm changed. Of course, you're not the same person, hopefully, at 16 as you are at 24. You know, this happens to a lot of people, especially when they get in the limelight. Kevin Hart, to name one, like he had some tweets. People just find things you've done in your past, which is a great message to us all. Be careful what you post. Be careful what you tweet. All the pictures, they can come back to haunt you in your tweets.
Did you know what the tweets were at all? Like, I know
you
say they were racial, but like in what way?
I have not seen that. The interesting thing is, I think we got Carly on the phone talking about the reporter, because the reporter apparently, you know, when you point a finger at somebody, you got fingers pointing back at you. Let's go to Carly this morning. What's up, Carly?
Yeah, so I am actually from Des Moines, Iowa. I just moved to the Indy area.
Welcome.
Yes, I love it here. But the thing I want to talk about too is the Cy-Hawk rivalry is so huge. And the fact that he is a Cyclone fan and he donated money to the University of Iowa Hospitals is all in and of itself amazing. But then on top of that, it's been all over my Facebook feed with my friends in Iowa. So it's come out that the reporter who shared this information, he has all of these absolutely horrible tweets being, like, extremely offensive. And the tweet that Carson King had shared when he was 16 years old, it sounds like it was just a retweet of something with Tosh.0, and it was a comment retweet. But there has just been post after post about this reporter who's come out with it, with just absolutely horribly offensive information.
Yeah, they're actually saying that the Register in there in Des Moines, they're saying they are investigating a staff member, which is the person that was the reporter, about their tweets, because I think they had some stuff where they were using the N-word. It's like, what are you doing, like, calling somebody out when you're the bigger hypocrite?
Interesting.
See, I think that is so interesting, and honestly, good for them for research, or, like, investigating this guy, and I feel like that's karma, dude. This guy, this 24-year-old, is donating $1 million when he could have spent that on himself. He could have paid off student loans. He could have bought a yacht. I don't know. He could have done anything, and he's deciding to donate it when so many other people would have kept so much for themselves. And he has said he was going to donate it from the beginning, and then this guy is trying to ruin it. Like, for something that he said when he was 16, this is ridiculous.
And reporters are supposed to be totally unbiased. And honestly, though, you can't, people that are supposed to just report the news or the news anchors, usually you don't. I mean, they're just supposed to be unbiased and report the news. So their past doesn't have supposed to do anything with the news they are reporting.
Back to the main question, though, I just feel like we shouldn't forget about things that people have done in the past, but we can forgive people for what they've done in the past.
Especially if they're remorseful and they're like, hey, I own this, I was wrong.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. Do you think that people should be, when they do things like this, given another chance, or is it the right thing? You know what? We found out what you did. You're done. You're absolutely done. Don't think you're going anywhere. 833-563-2539. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to have your chance to win NF tickets. He's coming to Indianapolis, Indiana, and he's coming to Houston, Texas. Make sure you have our number when we do that, 833-563-2539. Before we get into that, though, it is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. And this is an awkward situation to be in. I think I've had it happen to me probably two or three times in my life, and that's where somebody I know, and most of the time I've worked with them, they call me up, and they're like, hey, man, how you doing? And I'm like, good. Strange not hearing from you for a while.
But, and you kind of know they need something from me.
Yeah, I'm like, first, I'm like, is this a multi-level marketing scheme? Okay, right. No. Whew, okay, what could be worse? Hey, can I use you as a reference? I have someone that reached out to me and said, hey, man, can I use you as a reference? And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know.
So you don't know. You're dicey about it. Why?
I don't have bad things to say about the person.
But you don't have good things to say.
But I don't have overwhelming great things. And I'm wondering if you've been in that situation or just in general, what would you do? 833-563-2539. If somebody asked you to give a reference for them, I mean, come on, you're trying to help them get a job. You're trying to help them be employed. Would you vouch for them, or have you been in a position where you're like telling somebody you can't do that? Because I don't have the guts to do that. I would tell you all to do that, but I can't practice what I preach. Now, this person in particular, Mackenzie, that you're asking about, God, in case they listen, I don't want to say. I worked with them. I won't say whether they worked above me or below me, but I worked with them, and they're obviously talented. They've worked at different places, but I don't know. I know I'm hard to work with, and I felt like they were hard to work with, and I don't, like, if somebody's like, well, how are they in a team environment? I want to be like,
No, I mean, it's your word, so I wouldn't, if you can't give a true reference for someone, or it's not going to positively impact their chance of getting a job, I would pass. I am the go-to. Everyone asks me for a reference just because I want everyone to have a shot, have a go. I mean, whether they obtain the job, whether they keep it. But you have to keep in mind, it is your word. And if you're vouching for someone, that's going to be reflective upon you.
Would you lie for that person? Like, let's say Pork Chop. I know you have a good relationship with Pork Chop.
I have given Pork Chop references for jobs before.
Okay, but let's say it's something that he's never done before. Like, let's say he gets out of radio and he just applies for a job, which he has no actual experience in that field, you really don't know if he can do that or not. You know, he's a good guy and he's all this, but would you still like, yeah, pork chop would be wonderful.
100%. Because it's about the person. Like, he has an incredible work ethic, and he's just an amazing, well-rounded person. So that's what I would say. I really will go from, like, a 1 to a 10 on behalf of people. So, like I said, I give references for jobs all the time.
Have you ever said no?
No.
Wow, okay.
I've never, but I don't feel like someone would reach out to me knowing I wouldn't give them a good job reference.
I don't know. I feel like people will reach out if they think you got clout. Like, oh, well, that person recommended
you. Oh, yeah.
You.
I have people reach out that want to use me all the time, and I just don't return their call because they're just using me for my connections or something like that. Yeah. No, I don't play that game.
833-563-2539. Hey, Lexi, what did you want to say?
Yeah. So I'm actually currently in the same predicament. I just got an email a couple days ago asking for my input on someone and if I would rehire them. I worked with a girl who actually walked out on the job, and no 2 weeks, nothing. She just walked out, handed me her keys, didn't even tell our manager.
Oh,
no. And then didn't even ask me, and I just got an email asking if I would be a reference for her. And I haven't even heard from her.
So at least an email's easy because you can never reply to it, and you can put that in your spam folder so you never see it again.
But it's like, do I respond and am I honest, or do I help her get the job?
Well, I see, it's easy for me to tell you to do this, but I don't know what I would do if I was in your spot. But no, because obviously she's got a track record of not even just like, hey, she quit the job. Like, she just walked out. She ghosted.
If she's not dependable, and you say she is, and then she does the same thing at this job, this goes to show, never burn bridges. Leave on a high note, people, because it'll come back to haunt you.
Lexi, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Amanda. Amanda, what do you think about this? Is it something I should do if I'm not 100% sure to give somebody a reference?
I mean, it's truly up to you. I'm currently working in HR in the Houston area, and I review background checks every day. And typically people will put people as their reference to give them good feedback, even if they're not even professionals. I have seen short answer references where it's always like, would you hire this person? Yes. Would you work with this person? Yes. And I've seen references that will elaborate and go specifically into detail, while other people will list 3-4 references and nobody will reply. And at that point,
red flag.
I mean, but even then, like, as an HR business partner, like, we're not even interested in that because we don't know who these people are. We don't go deep into it and try to figure out that person's background. So this time, like, even my manager's like, you know what, it's 2019, like, if you're going to put someone down as a reference that's not going to give you good feedback, then you don't have that much common sense.
Right, exactly. Why would you put someone down that you burned a bridge with or treated horribly?
Amanda, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your perspective, and thanks for listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. What's up, Liv?
If you're not going to give a sparkling, over-the-top review, then I say don't do it, because my friend asked someone from her high school to give a reference for her to get into a certain sorority at the beginning of college, and she got dropped on the first day. So they kicked her out because of this reference letter, and she thought it was going to be this sparkling, amazing review, and clearly this girl just bashed her in this note, and she was not expecting it.
Even not as references, though. Like, people are like, hey, what's it like to work with this person? Like, people, this is a very, like, as many industries are, a very, very small industry. So people will want to know, is this person difficult to work with? What is going on in their head? Are they have, you know, do they have a good work ethic? Let's talk about their track record.
Hey, Morgan, you're on the show. What do you want to say?
Yeah. So I was going to say, if there are people who are like asking for references, I think my point of, like, I'm not unsure is, like, if you haven't worked with them in a while, you know, I think the nice way of saying no is, like, hey, we haven't connected in a while. Is there someone who you've worked with more recently who may be a better reference?
Great idea. That's awesome.
Without saying no.
But Morgan, come on. We worked together for that time, remember? Like, you know me.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one thing, too, is, like, I would always ask, like, if they have the job description in front of them that they can send you, because then maybe you could also say, too, like, you know, I can't exactly speak to that. It might be helpful to ask someone else.
Oh, totally. I'm just giving you a hard time, Morgan. But there's, if the person's good and they're persistent, they're like, come on, Morgan, we worked together for all that time, remember? Yeah, I'm great, right? Reference, please? No? Okay. Okay. All right, hey, we've got your chance right now to call in at 833-563-2539. And if you know the show, we're going to play Joe, McKenzie, or Liv. You could win tickets to see NF. He's going to be coming to Indy. He's going to be coming to Houston. And you need to call now to try to win those. 833-563-2539. He's going to be coming to Houston October 18th. He'll be in Indy in 2020. Got to wait a little bit, April 13th and 14th. And we've got tickets right now for you to win here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. All you got to do is play a little game today, and we like to call that game Joe, McKenzie, or Liv. Producer Porkchop is going to read a statement, and they're true statements about myself, Joe, McKenzie, or Liv the Web Girl. You got to get, I believe, 3 out of 5 right, and you will win those NF tickets, the
I
search
tour.
I love
this game. This is so much fun. So we're just going to give you fun facts. You just have to say, hey, that's McKenzie, that's Joe, or that's Liv. And if you get it correct, 2 out of 3, boom, you win.
All right, let's go to the phones, 833-563-2539. Keep on calling, because if the first person doesn't get it, we got to go to the next and the next and the next. So go ahead, Porkchop. Who are we going to?
We're actually getting 2 contestants
on. Oh, 2 of them. All right.
Yes.
Which line numbers? Give me a number.
Go ahead to, I don't know, random. Line 4.
Number 1 is Joe. Hey, you're caller Joe. What up, man?
What's up?
What up? You sound kind of cocky. I like that. And let's go to Cody. What up, Cody?
Yo.
Oh, we got a bunch of bros today.
Yeah, broskies. All right, so Cody versus Joe.
Okay, Porkchop, take it away.
All right, Joe, so I'm going to ask you a question, then Cody, I will ask you a question. You have to tell me, is it Joe, McKenzie, or Liv? So, Joe, here's your first question. Who on the show wanted a baby chick as a pet when they were a little kid?
Liz.
That is incorrect.
It was me. McKenzie. I wanted one when I was a kid so badly, like in kindergarten. And my parents told me that they only lived on farms. Like chicken, you could only have a chick if you lived on a farm. And then my best friend got one for Christmas.
You're like, you're a liar, Mom.
Yeah, I was like...
Thanks, Dad.
All right. Cody, next question is for you. Who on the show loves pineapple on their pizza? Joe, McKenzie, or Liv?
Liv.
That is incorrect. It is Joe.
I love me Hawaiian pizza. And if somebody wants to argue saying that pineapple doesn't go on a pizza, I can eat your pizza for you because it's delicious. I don't care what you say.
It has to be really fresh, really juicy, awesome pineapple, though. It can't be like old, like brown.
I'll tell you what
pineapple
doesn't go on pizza. Ugh. Black olives. You're gross. Green olives, get out of here. Disgusting.
Joe, ugh. Next question is for you. Who on the show has journals all over their room? Joe, McKenzie, or Liv?
McKenzie.
That is correct.
What do you got journals of?
I started writing. I just have journals. I write, try to like do gratitude journals.
Okay.
And so every day I wake up, I just write down 5 things I'm grateful for.
How often are we in there?
Once in a while.
You've only worked here for a month, though. We can't be here that much, are we?
No, I am thankful to have a job I enjoy. Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. That's, I think, the first point on the board for Joe. So then what? Cody's up?
That is correct. Cody, this question's for you. Who on the show has never grilled before? Joe, McKenzie, or Liv?
McKenzie.
That is correct.
We got a game here.
Yeah, I've never grilled. I met George Foreman. It's really funny. I told him, I mean, I know he's had a fighter background, but I'm like, dude, I love your grill. I've been to many cookouts, the Big Green Egg, very popular, but I've never actually done it myself. I feel like I'd singe my eyebrows.
I love your grill, Mr. Foreman.
I said that.
We need to do it before summer is over. We need to do it before it gets cold.
Yes.
Joe, next question is for you. Who on the show has never broken a bone? Is that Joe, McKenzie, or Liv?
Say that again.
Liz.
All right, still couldn't hear you.
Liz.
There we go. Third time's a charm, and that's right.
Liv, you've never broken a bone?
No, I haven't.
Oh, look at you and your strong bones. That's fantastic. Cody, next question is for you. You have to get this right to tie. If you lose, Joe's the winner. Who on the show once got pulled over doing 95 and a 70? Joe, McKenzie, or Liv?
Liv.
Oh, no.
I've gotten pulled over going 105 in a 70 one
what?
Time, though.
How much was that
I
ticket?
I almost got arrested. It was like almost $400.
Oh, no.
Yes. Wow. okay. Well, what were you doing? Because who cares about my 95 and a 70? I was trying to get home from a hockey game before curfew.
We were just driving home from, we like went to my sister's college town. And then the next morning, me and my friends were just driving home.
I can top you. I got pulled over doing 165.
Oh, what excuse did you guys give?
I was just on the highway. It was 7 a.m. No one else was around, and I had to be at work at 8. So I just told him the truth.
I was on the highway, and no one was on the road because it was 4th of July. So literally no one was on the road.
They probably thought you were a drunk driver or something on the 4th of July.
We were sober as could be.
Okay, well, that is how you play Joe, McKenzie, or Liv. And our winner today getting those NF tickets goes out to Joe listening in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. You can join in the conversation, 833-563-2539. I'm wondering if you've ever eaten something and you didn't know that you were allergic or that you're going to have a problem with it, and boy, did it not work out for you.
Whoops.
This is something I never heard of, but a woman got broken heart syndrome related to food, not like somebody broke up with her.
Broken heart syndrome?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Apparently, here's what it is, Mackenzie. After eating too much wasabi, a woman, this happened in Israel, attended a wedding where she ate too much wasabi and ended up in the emergency room with a strange medical condition that they call broken heart syndrome. The 60-year-old woman thought she was eating avocado, but was actually eating wasabi. How do you not realize instantly that, wow, this ain't avocado? No avocado's that spicy.
Even if you smell it, like your nose hairs are singed.
Yeah, like I love me some wasabi, but I could do like a little teeny tiny drop where I cry.
A dollop, if you will.
Yeah, well, she felt, which often happens with the wasabi, she felt a sudden pressure in her chest radiating all the way to her arms. I've never had that, but I've had it in my nose, felt like it went over my whole head.
Right.
And she ended up like not feeling good for the next few days. She still was feeling weak, so she went to the emergency room. She was diagnosed with what they call broken heart syndrome, which is usually caused by stress, like maybe a relationship ends, you know, like your lover, you're done with them. But in this case, it was too much wasabi, they say, or at least they believe, that brought it on. Now, maybe you don't have to have broken heart syndrome, but I'm wondering, 833-563-2539, what happened where you just had a really bad reaction to food? Maybe it was you, or maybe it was a child. I have a couple of friends that are allergic to peanuts, and that is scary. When you're allergic to that,
no,
and you don't
joke.
Know that the first time, I mean, you can die.
I was so scared. I had to go. I took my niece out somewhere, and she's not anymore. It's really interesting. She was when she was younger, but I had that EpiPen, and I was like, please don't make me have to use this, because I was scared how to administer. I know I shouldn't be, but it's just it's a big deal if they come in contact with peanuts.
I feel like Liv is allergic to a lot of stuff, but she still eats it anyway.
Well, I'm intolerant, so it's like my throat's not going to close up. I'm not going to die. It's just not always a happy ending.
So like your body, like your stomach doesn't handle it well. You're not going to, like you said, you're not going to stop breathing.
No, but my throat won't close up. Yeah, my throat won't close up. The worst that happens is I get a headache, my digestive system gets all messed up, and I break out like acne-wise.
Now, do you know like pretty much everything that's going to do that to you, or is it still like, oh man, I didn't realize this was going to give me that reaction too?
Well, I know for the most part that it's gluten and it's dairy, but sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that that had gluten in it. Like I was at church this past weekend, and for Catholics, we have these little bread things that we take, and that's like the communion.
Yeah, the body of Christ.
Right, the host. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if everyone like get it, but yeah, it's like a little bread thing, basically. Me not even thinking about it, took it and like, you know, put it in my mouth.
It represents the body of Christ.
Yes. And I put it in my mouth, and my brother-in-law was like, hey, like that has gluten in it. And I was like, no.
It's the devil.
But it's so little.
I know, but even just a little bit really affects my digestive tract.
That brings out the demon in her. I'm not laughing. That's not funny, and that's really terrible. I'm sorry.
Seriously, though, I feel bad for Liv, because whenever someone passes gas in the studio, they all point at Liv. I don't know if you know this, Liv.
Oh, no, I know they do, and it is me. So I don't say anything.
Allison, good morning.
I guess that was accurate.
Good morning.
Hey, did you have to find something out the hard way that maybe you were allergic to or you just couldn't handle the food?
Yes, my girlfriend and I were making fresh mango martinis, and a couple hours later, my whole face swelled up, like my eyes were swollen shut and everything. And come to find out, like the
skins of mangoes give off the same oils as poison ivy.
What?
So I essentially got poison ivy all over my face, in my throat. I was in the hospital. It was awful.
No.
You can't handle the mango. Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, that would, and that sounds so refreshing and delicious. I know. And it'd be almost good for you.
You're making me want to drink, yeah, Allison.
Like, I can eat mangoes, just can't touch the skin.
Wow. Okay, interesting.
So wait, okay, and maybe I'm confused here. Let's say like a bartender made you a mango martini. Could you have that?
I could have that as long as there's no skin or peel in the martini itself.
Interesting. So it's just that outer part. Wow. And that's the worst. Forget the skin on the outside. Like she said, the inside of the throat.
Right.
Ugh. Oh, that would be terrible.
There are certain things, like my little girl is allergic, and it's just random, to Aveeno, like that brand of lotion. I can't use that brand of lotion on her, or there's something in there, or the sunscreen.
You know what? Me too, actually. I'm allergic to lotion, and I passed out when I was a kid.
Like,
really? My mom put lotion on me, and I legit fainted, so I just
there's
can't.
There's something, I don't know what it, there's some chemical in there. Yeah, same way, a lot of kids.
That's how I'm allergic to cucumbers, like not to eat, but my skin has a reaction. And do you know how many face washes and cleansers and just lotions
have like an extract or
have
something?
Like cucumber extract? So I guarantee it's like something in the ingredients
so
of
wait,
it that's acting
up. If you did like everybody does like a spa day, you put like cucumbers on your eyes, would
oh
that
my
do
gosh.
It too?
I did this as a joke for my sister's wedding the morning of it. I put cucumbers on my eyes, just like kind of being a jerk, like joking around me, like, oh, I'm so relaxed. And then I broke out under my eyes, and I looked insane.
Oh, no. Oh,
can you Photoshop that in the wedding photos? Can you fix that? All right. Hey, if you got anything else, why don't you DM us, Radio Now AM Show. We're kind of interested to hear about those things. It's so weird, like a cucumber.
Right.
It's water.
Isn't that wild? Yes.
That's insane. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your dummy of the day, coming up in a couple of songs. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Police in the UK recently started getting phone calls, and they weren't about things that were important, like help. My cat stuck up in a tree, or help, I was in a car accident. Can you call an ambulance? No, they started getting calls from a man who wouldn't say anything. He just was there, and they could tell he was on the line. And, well, after a while, he would just start burping at them. Very, very strange. Now, after the third call, they decided, you know what? We're going to release some audio. Now, I don't know if they were trying to, like, shame the dude or trying to, like, say, do you recognize this guy's burp? Like,
was this aggressive burping?
Yes. Here's the audio.
Can I speak to emergency? Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello?
Yeah, I would say that's quite aggressive. That hurt me.
Yes, why is he wasting everybody's time?
I don't know. After he saw, because they posted this online, he called back and did it another 19 times in one day.
What a dummy. What was he fined?
Well, they finally had to find him. They tracked him down and they arrested him on Tuesday. I don't know what he was fined, but they're giving him a charge of public nuisance. So it's probably a little bit different in the UK than here in America, because I feel like that's a bigger crime here.
Yeah, absolutely. So
you're calling up the phone, trying to talk to somebody.
Police emergency.
It's like Homer Simpson or something. The audio and the video, if you want to see it, is going to be up on the Dummy of the Day blog here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's National Pancake Day. You gotta put the butter and syrup on your pancake. All right, let's talk about breakfast food and which one is the best. It is National Pancake Day, so celebrate accordingly. 833-563-2539. You got to narrow it down to one breakfast item. I will include something like chicken and waffles as one item.
What?
What, you don't think chicken and waffles is one item? It is. It's like a particular dish.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I won't do bacon and eggs.
It's a hearty breakfast.
Those are two separate things. Yes, your blood pressure will rise. 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning. Who's this? Whoa, sounds like a helicopter taking off. Hey, who's this?
Brandon.
Brandon, what's the number one breakfast item?
Turkey bacon.
turkey bacon. It's a little healthy. Now, this is a very important question, Brandon. Do you like your bacon burnt, like crispy, or you like soggy bacon?
I like it a little crispy.
Yes, he's on my team.
There you go.
I ask always for it crispy, like a little burnt.
Yeah, don't burn it too much, but I don't want it all wet and floppy. I want it straight so like I can break it on my finger.
So many things I could have said there. Yes.
Okay, now it's tough though. Like I want everybody to think about that. 833-563-2539. What's the number one item? Like,
well, that's the thing about breakfast. It's the best. You can have it pretty much. I could have breakfast all day, every day, but for every meal.
But if you had to narrow it down to one thing, what is it? Because this is going to sound like a weird one, and you're able to change. But right now, I'm kind of leaning, for me personally, hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, can I put ketchup on my hash browns, or is that two choices?
Best hash browns? I'm still going with McDonald's. Like, Mickey D's. I haven't had their hash browns forever, but there's something, they're just crispy and delicious and golden brown. Yum.
All right, producer Pork Chop, working in the restaurant industry in your lifetime, you've probably been around some good food. What's the best breakfast item?
My favorite is just eggs.
I love a good omelet.
Yeah, omelet, tomatoes and cheese, or
you
just
know
eggs.
What's so sexy for me, a man who can make an exquisite omelet.
I can't.
And you had a chance and you've blown it. Now, real quick with the egg things, because then I want to hear from you, Liv, but everybody here, when you like eggs, there is a big difference, even though it's the same material. Like, I feel like a sunny side up egg is way different than scrambled eggs, right? It just seems to taste different. How do you like, or like, my wife loves poached eggs. How do you,
ooh.
I know, right, girl? How do you like your egg?
I either like it in a frittata, or I like it over medium.
Over easy? Oh, okay.
So over easy, I like it a little bit more than that. So you still get that yolky that's like a little runny, but it's not just straight soup.
Then you put it with the toast a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's so good.
Actually, speaking of
I'm
toast.
I'm getting so hungry.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that to happen. Leah, what do you have? What is your number one breakfast item?
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast. Yes, girl. Is there a good one? Like, where are your go-tos for avocado toast?
I work at the Egg and I in Carmel, and I think we have, like, the best avocado toast in the whole world.
Yes, I'm going to check that out, because the West Coast, they offer that everywhere, but it's not all places
do. Don't you eat that every day, Liv?
I literally have avocado toast at least 3 times a week. I am absolutely obsessed with it, and I have every single restaurant I've gone to, I've probably tried their avocado toast. If they offer it, I have tried it.
Not, so good.
It seems simple enough, but do you smash it up and spread it on like jelly, or do you put like slices of avocado on there, Liv?
Slices are absolutely not the way to go. It's way too messy. You got to smash it and spread it. And when you smash it, you have to add salt and pepper. You have to season an avocado. You can't just put just avocado on your avocado toast.
I'm with you. Avocado smash toast.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the omelet, Mackenzie, because you were kind of dead set on that one as being a top one, what kind of omelet do you get? Is it straight cheese and egg?
Or I
do
get
you
an get crazy? Egg white omelet. This is my order every time. I get an egg white omelet with like white cheddar or American cheese, maybe a little spinach to get some greens, and then I love salmon, so I'll get some salmon lox if I'm feeling fancy.
Hold on.
Over arugula greens, and then on the side, I'll get extra crispy bacon.
Ugh.
Always.
The salmon, that kills it.
It's a healthy protein. It's so good for you.
Turkey.
Get your fish
what
out
do you
of here.
Get in there? What do you get in your omelet?
I just like cheese and tomatoes. I'll do some spinach too.
Oh,
or
tomato?
Some
oh, that's gross. And no, an omelet?
So good. Like ketchup too. I put ketchup on it.
You should see Joe's face.
Ketchup's tomatoes.
I like tomatoes.
You put ketchup in an omelet?
I put ketchup on eggs.
Ew.
No. You don't put ketchup on an omelet.
It's so good.
No, what is wrong with you?
Not on an omelet.
Y'all tripping.
No, on eggs,
ketchup
that is acceptable.
Is loaded with sugar, by the way. It's terrible for you.
We're not even worried about the health benefits right now, Mackenzie. It's just we're worried that he's putting ketchup on an omelet.
It's so weird.
No.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Every time.
Okay. Majority can't be wrong. All right, you can let us know. Why don't you tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. What is the number one? I know it's a tough decision. Breakfast item for you out there. We're obviously celebrating today with National Pancake Day. And if you're listening and you want to slang some pancakes into our mouth hole, hey, come on by and tell them off of the station.
Why you got to put it like that?
Well, what do you call it, your mouth?
Slang it into your mouth hole? Who says that?
Somebody like myself who's hungry?
Gross.
Hey, no pancake shaming, okay? That's going to do it for a Thursday edition of Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you can check out everything that happened on the show. Head on over to RadioNowIndy.com. You can see group therapy. You can see Joe's Need to Know News, the dummy of the day. And I want to remind you, we've got NF tickets coming up again tomorrow at 8:10. So that'll be your chance to win.
And don't forget, we have a very special celebrity psychic coming on our show tomorrow around 8:30 a.m. So I want to tell you, if you have a question you've always wanted to ask going into this weekend, we're getting predictions just for you.
All right, that's tomorrow morning here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Now today, one thing I want to remind you about is Yappy Hour. Now it's got a different location today because construction. Oh, the C word. I'll tell you, there's so much of it going on in downtown Indy. This is where the location will be. Military Park, 601 West North Street. West New York Street. That's where we'll be today from 6 to 8:30 p.m. All of our friends are going to be there. We got Tito's Handmade Vodka, Vodka for Dog People, Indy Humane on site. You can adopt a dog. And it's going to be a great time tonight, 6 to 8:30 p.m. Bring yourself and your four-legged friend to Military Park with Radio Now 100.9.
Oh, guess what?
What?
We have a birthday girl in the house. She just came. Come on in, you guys. Jema is turning 22 today, and
what
she
up?
And her boyfriend are here.
How you doing?
Or should I say boyfriend or fiance?
Husband.
Oh, the big hubby.
We're just escalating that to the next level.
Yes.
Just like that. How long have you guys been married?
2 years.
2 years.
Aww. Yeah. So exciting.
I think this is like the third or fourth birthday I spent with her.
Oh, there you go. That's cool.
That's so sweet.
So what do you got planned then for your birthday today? Anything cool?
So we did most of it over the weekend.
What'd you do?
What did we do?
It was so good.
We went, I took her out to eat, and then I bought her like a Nike care package.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, hoodie, shoes, socks.
She's rocking it. She looks so cute.
Styling and profiling.
But then we just went to Greenwood and hung out at the mall there.
That's cool.
I like that kind of chill weekend.
Yeah, and today, when we leave, we're going to Lincoln Square Pancake House. So we're going to get pancakes.
We're going to celebrate. It's National Pancake Day.
Hey, aren't we banned from going there?
Yeah,
that's where we went, and Mackenzie did the breakup
with
me.
Just Pork Chop and I are banned, but you guys are free to go.
And they actually came in last year for your 21st birthday, too, so this is their second time, so they are major fans, so we love getting to see you guys.
Also, fun fact,
I like
when we were
facts.
Here last year, I was 2 weeks pregnant, and I didn't know.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I have a four-month-old baby now.
We went from boyfriend to fiance to husband, and now they're parents.
Oh, my gosh. That's so amazing. Congratulations.
No
Are they
kidding.
Named Joe? I'm just kidding.
I'm not the dad, but, I mean, that's a good name. All right, no comment. That's fine. I understand.
No, her name is Gwen, but then we got a 6-year-old. Her name is Brady.
So maybe the third baby could be a Joe?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let us know if you get another baby next year.
Yeah, we feel honored. Thank you for spending your birthday with us.
All right. Well, real quick, what do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
I'm just going to go for a quick workout, and then I got to give back that awesome my Volkswagen Atlas I've been test driving, so I'm deciding what to get, and then I'm going to pick up my little Lucy. What about you guys?
Pork chop.
I am going to Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern in Fishers because it's Thursday night.
And Liv the Web Girl.
I have training for Cycle Bar, and then I have to work at Cycle Bar, so that's basically it.
And as already mentioned, I'll be at Yappy Hour. Different location, Military Park, 601 West New York Street. Come out there, have some fun, get your drink on with myself, and I think I'll bring Patty or Benny, I don't know. But that's all going on. Listen, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.